Welcome to Eden Amadeus, the podcast.
Today we're going to go over a few things that we didn't talk about on the show, and then maybe circle back to some of the things we did get to, but not as deeply in depth as we might have wanted to. But the first one was, and we might get to this tomorrow, so Reese Witherspoon created this simple recipe using new fallen snow, and people went bonkers. Why were they so upset with her for this?
I guess because they said it's unhealthy, maybe it should have been filtered. Something, I don't know. I don't get it.
So she scooped up two cupfuls of just
two big cupfuls of snow.
And it wasn't snow on a sidewalk. It was like there was a lot of snow there.
Right, on her car. It was like it looked like a foot and a half or so.
Yeah, there was so much snow there.
Yeah, so I don't think it could have been contaminated by anything.
But people were saying it was unsanitary.
But people have been eating snow for like thousands of years.
And that's what she said. She said, I've always eaten snow as a kid.
And it doesn't come around that often, she said. So she wanted to take advantage of it and have some fun with it. I think it's okay. I don't know.
So we're here in Florida, and you're from Georgia, so we don't have tons of experience with snow. So is this a bad idea to eat snow? It seems to me it'd be the same as drinking rainwater. Should you never drink rainwater?
I think you can drink rainwater.
Why couldn't you eat snow? Why are people mad at Reese? She's the sweetest.
I think people are just mad all the time.
Yeah.
And they like to get on and have that platform to just be angry and tell people what they're doing wrong.
And it's not like she was force-feeding little children the snow. She was eating it herself. So
yeah,
let her
exactly.
Be.
And but she, it looked really good. I'm not even a what is that called? A cold brew?
Cold brew. But what she did was she took the snow, and then she added salted caramel syrup. Then she added chocolate syrup. And then she just added enough cold brew to give it a coffee flavor.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like
great.
What do you call the ices or the slushies?
Snow cone.
A snow cone?
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
A snowball?
Reese, if you bring me a snow cone made out of snow in your own yard, I'm all about it.
To me, that snow is probably pristine.
I would pull a leaf out of it and still eat it.
Eat it with the leaf. Why not? Why not? Another thing we talked about is a new trend, mob boss wife as a fashion statement. Clean girl was the fashion last year. That's like a natural look.
Okay, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know that was a thing.
Hair pulled all back. Barely any makeup, clean girl.
Okay.
Now it's mob boss wife. So mob boss wife is picture Edie Falco from The Sopranos or Lorraine Bracco from Goodfellas. And the curlers in the hair coming out, and then the lipstick and the fur and the leopard print or the zebra print and the leggings.
Are we going to be seeing this like on runways?
Stilettos.
Or like in real life?
I'm seeing it all over Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Probably on Pinterest and who knows where.
So, like, if I go to the movie theater Thursday night, is this something I'm going to be seeing?
Possibly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a look. Mob boss wife.
It is a look, I guess.
The story we had today for Am I the Drama was about Madonna being sued by some fans who don't appreciate the fact that she starts her show whenever the heck she feels like it, normally about 2 hours after the advertised time, which you say is par for the course. And if you buy a ticket, you know what you're getting into.
Yes.
And now everybody knows this about Madonna and her shows.
It was definitely par for the course for the Madame X tour in 2019 and early 2020. That tour, she didn't have a huge promoter behind her. It was her show, her tour. She was playing small venues. I saw her at the Fillmore down in Miami. You know, small room compared to like maybe even smaller than the Florida Theater here in Jacksonville to give you an idea of how small it was. And she was notoriously 2 hours late for every single show. So you know going in, like, she's going to be late. And people tried to sue then, but there's all this loopholes in tickets. And so there was no lawsuit there. So now she hasn't been as late as often on this tour until recently. And I guess that's why now people are upset with her.
To me, it's not a matter of something you would sue for. I would imagine there'd be something in the fine print. So I wouldn't be mad about that. I'd be annoyed. I'd think, if you know you're not going on stage until after 10, why are you advertising that the show starts at 8:30? Why don't you let me go enjoy dinner with my family or my friends, have some cocktails out where I can still have my phone because they take your phone when you go into these shows.
I don't think on this tour they are.
Okay.
That small theater tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, I would say, if you know you're not planning to take the stage until 10, why are you telling me to get there at 8? I don't want to do that. I want to come when you come.
I totally get that, 100%. I totally get it. But I got to say, like, when we went to see her at the Fillmore, like, they took our phones. Well, actually, they didn't take them. They put them in this bag and kind of lock them up.
They're special bags.
Yeah, you hold on to your phone. But then the 2 hours that She wasn't on stage. Like, we were conversating, which I haven't really done like that with a stranger in decades. And we were all getting to know each other and having fun. It was, for me, it was a fun 2 hours of just like hanging out and chatting with people. I enjoyed it. I knew it was coming. And so I just embraced it.
Okay. Well, I think that if I knew it was coming, I would have a different mentality, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think if I knew it was coming, I wouldn't show up until late. And then if she showed up early on that one night that I decided to go,
is that
on
you?
Sue her. I'd sue her ass.
I'm going to see her again in Miami in April, the first weekend of April. So I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Like, is she late?
It's curious. I think she'll probably be even later.
But I can guarantee.
I think that what she's going to do now is be like, I'm just going to be 15 minutes even later than I was.
Now that I know that she's been late on a couple of shows on this tour, I'll still be in my seat, like on time, like ready to go. And if I have to talk to some neighbors for a couple hours and get to make some new friends, I'll do that. Mm. I'm all about it. Because a concert for me is like an experience, not just the concert, but getting to know people and sharing that experience.
Do you ever get an opportunity at these shows to be the bearer of the news to someone? Like someone says, look at the time, and you could say, oh, did you not know? It's going to be another hour even
Listen,
still.
Madonna's been around for 40 years. There's no one that buys a Madonna ticket that doesn't know. I mean, no one like my grandmother's not going to be like, I think I'll go see Madonna tonight. Oh, my gosh, she's 2 hours late. If you're buying a Madonna ticket, you know what you're getting into.
When I saw Madonna in concert, she was on time. She was also kind of new.
So it was the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah, if you haven't seen her like in the last 10, 15 years, then yeah. But again, I think if someone's buying a ticket, they know exactly what's happening.
I remember getting my pictures back that I took at the concert, and I was so excited. And she was like a little tiny, tiny dot because we had tickets. Our seats were so far away.
Yeah, and back then you had like the Instamatic cameras.
Yeah. And even though I thought maybe it would zoom in a little, I don't know. I thought I could blow them up or something. But she was just this little tiny dot in a bride's dress.
That's kind of where we're sitting for this show. We'll be way back there. But you know what?
They'll have the Jumbotron.
Exactly. I've just learned concerts are my passion. So I'll just go and just absorb what's given to me.
Concerts are your passion. Another thing that is your passion is your Honda Element, which is the vehicle you drive. They don't make these anymore. And you've now leaned into your love for this vehicle.
Yeah, so I bought a Honda Element in 2003 when they first came out. I was one of the first people in Jacksonville to get one. Only because of our work with radio, I knew the GM of a Honda dealership, and I got on a list. So I kept that 03 until 2017, and then I bought an 04. In 2017, which is what I drive today.
Okay.
So this thing is 20 years old, and I recently found this mechanic that I called the Honda Whisperer because he can literally just listen to the engine and tell what's wrong with it. And so he has this Honda meetup group that I got to go hang out with for the first time this past Sunday, and there were 17 Hondas there, including a couple from the guy that put on the meetup and all that. So it was just fun to, and I didn't realize there were that many people that were that passionate about the Element. But there's all these accessories you can buy, and a lot of them have done that, and they've altered the insides. One guy's taken the back seats out and put a bed in because he travels and sleeps in his Element. There's so much passion about these vehicles, and there probably is with every kind of vehicle.
Who had the most miles? Was there anybody there that specifically had like the most
mileage? So the guy that I call the Whisperer has right at 500,000 miles on his.
Wow.
And the reason I met him, because I was thinking about selling mine, I had something going on with my engine, and he said, let me take a look at it. I have 240 on mine, and he looked it over, and he goes, don't sell this Element. I can get you to 500,000. And I was like,
whoa.
What? So, yeah, there were several in the twos. I don't think there was any that I met yesterday in the threes. But, you know, we've got some miles on them.
Yeah,
and there's this thing coming up. I think it's in North Carolina called the Dragon's Tail. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a ride through the mountains that different car groups pick a weekend, and they go and they do this Dragon's Tail. And it happened last year. And I learned about it last year, but I didn't get to go. I'm thinking about going this year. It's about 200 elements that all meet at this campsite. And then on Saturday, they go in groups of 10 and drive the Dragon's Tail. And it just.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great time. And you meet like 200 other Element owners, and you're just all hanging out in this big field. It's just like a campground. And there's cabins you can get, and a little creek running through it. It just sounds like a really, really good time.
It's fun to lean more into something than you ever. It's not a new thing for you to love your element.
No, not at all.
But it is a new thing for you to look at it as a way to be in a community.
Yeah, it was really fun to meet other people, all ages. Mm-hmm. Such a varied group of people, but we all just love the element, and it was really a lot of fun.
We don't usually do this, but you've got your phone in front of you, right?
Yes.
I see it there. Can you look something up, or you might already know everything about this. The dragon tail is what reminded me, something I just heard this weekend. Do you know about this Jekyll Island thing with the globes?
No.
Do you know this? So a friend of mine, it's a completely different subject, but kind of the same because you talked about the dragon's tail and going in and doing this. I guess in Jekyll Island, you go and you can search Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You can go and search for these globes. And what you'll find is a plastic globe. But if you find it, you turn it in and they give you one that's crystal.
You know what? I think I saw something on this on CBS Sunday Morning about 2 or 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at this, the picture of it.
What is it called? Is it called any specific thing, or like hunt for the globes in Jekyll, or Jekyll globe hunt, or search for...
I don't think it has a name.
Okay.
It has to.
Somebody told me they went for the weekend.
Island Treasures is all it says here.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And it says the event happens January 1st through February 29th. Every year, Jekyll Island commissions a group, blah, 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 blah. Beach Buddies, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
And where are they hidden? Just all over the island?
I guess so.
And you just go to the island and you just look.
And so you trade in the plastic ones for...
A crystal. Or glass. Maybe it's glass.
Interesting. Do you have to pay to be a part of this?
I don't think so. I think it's just to bring people there. And
that's pretty cool.
This friend of mine said she went for the weekend and they looked all weekend. They didn't find one, but they had a great time looking.
When I was a kid, my dad worked at a hotel for one summer in Jekyll Island. So me and my sister went to live with him. And so we played in the pool and on the beach every day for an entire summer. We had so much fun.
There's a lot to do there.
Yeah, there is.
So anyway,
there's a beach and a pool.
Yeah.
Back then, there wasn't
globes.
As much to do, probably.
And bike trails. And a lot of...
All that fun stuff.
A lot of fun stuff like that. All right. So that kind of is our wrap up from Monday. I think we covered a lot.
Yeah.
We didn't get to the electronic device that you put on your nose to make your allergies go away, but that's still in the Kickstarter program. So if you want to electrocute your nasal insides, that's called the Nasocom.
Nasocom.
You can Google that. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Eden and Amadeus podcast. This is just a little kind of, offshoot for today, really, since we didn't have an interview or anything like that. It's just kind of an offshoot of what we went over today on the radio. And, of course, we always have our Battle of the Sexes recap on Friday. And we hope if you're in Jacksonville, you'll look us up at 99.9 BetaCountry.com.